Ocheesy Creamery co-owner Mary Lou Wesselhoft is walking past baby cows in the same backyard she's known her entire life.
The house we live in here, this is the house my parents moved in 1952, and I was born in the house. And my husband and I got married in the front yard.
An electric butter churn hums in the modest processing plant at the front of the property. The farm is on State Road 69 in Calhoun County. For two decades, Wesselhoft and her husband, Paul, sold milk to a cooperative, which mixed it with milk from other small dairies, homogenized it, and sold it to grocery stores. In 2009, the Wesselhofts dropped out of the co-op and started bottling and selling their own all-natural milk.
The big tank over there is the pasteurizer, and so that heats the milk to the 147, and then we hold it there for 30 minutes. They call it a VAT, V-A-T, pasteurization, and it's the old-fashioned way. And when you're done, the cream still comes to the top.
When the cream is taken off, what's left is low-fat or skim milk. Wesselhoft says that milk was bringing in about $4,000 a month. Coffee shops were buying it to make all-natural, low-fat lattes, and customers at Tallahassee's New Leaf Market were also big fans. Month after month, inspectors from the Florida Department of Agriculture would take samples of the skim milk and test it at a state lab. Wesselhoft has a stack of reports that came back from the lab.
And it says acceptable. And the date on it? The date is 1-19-10.
Then in January 2011.
And that says acceptable.
Things were running smoothly like that, month after month, until October of last year when a new inspector showed up.
She came up to check behind our regular inspector, and it was when she came is when she told us that we can no longer do skim milk.
The inspector said Ocheesy would have to start adding vitamin A to their skim milk. It's a U.S. Food and Drug Administration rule. Vitamin A occurs naturally in milk fat, so when you remove that, you have to put in a synthetic vitamin. Wesselhoft says her customers wouldn't buy it like that.
By putting the vitamin A in the skim milk, for me personally, that's downgrading my milk quality because it's no longer all natural.
Department of Agriculture Director of Food Safety Tiffany Anafade says she doesn't know why Ocheesy had been allowed to make all-natural skim milk for years, but the department has to follow federal laws and state rules.
All milk and milk products are treated the same way. All milk producers are treated the same way in Florida. And they have to meet the grade A standards. So with respect to that, there aren't exemptions.
Pete Kennedy is president of the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund, a group the Wesselhofts belong to. He says other states with similar laws to Florida are granting vitamin A exemptions for small-scale producers.
These agencies have the discretion whether to enforce the laws or not. And at least these two other states, the agencies have made the decision not to enforce the laws.
Wesselhoft says the skim milk shutdown has cost Ocheesy $30,000 in 6 months. They've had to raise prices on butter and whole milk. And despite meetings with state lawmakers, she says the Department of Agriculture is shutting her out. As a last-ditch resort, she's meeting with someone in Attorney General Pam Bondi's office on Friday. And she says she's optimistic because she thinks it's all been a big misunderstanding.
They forget that they're there to serve the people and to help us instead of to make our lives more difficult.
Anafade, the food safety director, said the department will be happy to work with Ocheesy to bring the farm up to standard. Wesselhoft says that means they'd have to put in a vitamin A injector and create an on-site lab to self-test for vitamin A levels. She said aside from the all-natural issue, the cost of the upgrades would likely put them out of business. For WFSU-FM, I'm Jessica Palumbo.